speaking of the rose, the rose is a very powerful symbol. It has been used, if you look at your history, in England you had the War of the Roses with the red and the white rose, one a symbol for the House of Lancaster, one the symbol for the House of York, and when it was joined together in the Tudors, they did red on white rose. The Tudor rose became a symbol, and to this day, that has become a symbol of England. It has been used elsewhere too, references to the rose. Those of us of a certain generation, it's Bette Midler and Singing the Rose. Some of you don't have to raise your hands. You go back to Janis Joplin. But again, don't have to raise hands, don't have to own that. It is a powerful symbol. A rose by any other name would smell just as sweet. I'm doing that one by memory, so of how that quote went. But again, it is a very powerful symbol. Earlier translation of Isaiah 35 says, speaks of the rose and guiding the way in the wilderness, that it would be something that would rise up and that they would see. Song of Solomon says, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. And some see that as a foreshadowing of Christ's role as the source of beauty and love. In the great cathedrals, where that window is, they would have the rose window, a symbol of Christ's divine perfection. It just says divinity and his perfection. In the bulletin, you will see two places where roses. One is right up at the altar in the Church of the Nativity. Below is the grotto of the Nativity, but this is the church. And I just noticed when it's up close, they kept roses there. And on the inside, I had to pull out, once again, a picture of a rose that I took at the Church of the 12 Lepers. It's a beautiful area and beautiful roses that are there. Today, I want to encourage you, as you hear this music and reflect, how can Jesus bring beauty and renewal to your life? And as you hear these words and reflect upon them, look to and reflect on our perfect rose in Jesus Christ.